Can you enjoy a show only if you enjoy who the show is about? Can you enjoy a show you can't identify with? Theater critic Michael Bourne thinks probably yes for one of them, but probably not for the other.
Several recent shows have been bio-musicals about pop singers. Beautiful about Carole King. On Your Feet about Gloria Estefan. Summer about disco diva Donna Summer. The Cher show resembles the latter, with three singers playing Cher at different ages and telling a familiar showbiz narrative about a talented singer, at first insecure, who becomes a superstar. Scenes are imagined about the rise and fall and rise again of her career, also about the rise and fall again of her relationships. Cher is encouraged by her mother. There's a funny encounter with Lucille Ball. She's otherwise manipulated by Sonny Bono and disheartened by Greg Allman. Although most of the plot of Cher's personal life does not matter much dramatically, the Cher show is enjoyable, mostly, maybe only, when showing her oddly charming personality, complete with bejeweled and befeathered and near-naked costumes of Bob Mackie, and especially when she's singing. All three of the women playing Cher get Cher's speaking voice with that curious catch in her throat, and they sing with plenty of Cher's unique gusto. Michaela Diamond as Babe Cher, Teal Wicks as Lady Cher, and Stephanie J. Block as Star Cher. Ultimately, if you like the songs in these bio musicals, you'll like these musical confections. So, if you like Cher songs and are amused by Cher's sweet and sexy goofiness, you'll like The Cher Show. If you're a teenager, you'll likely enjoy Be More Chill. Teens all around me were cheering every song, all rock pop songs that to me all sounded the same. Someone saw me going in and said, "You're too young for this show," meaning obviously the opposite. I am too old for a show about a nerd who somehow becomes studly as nubile girls and boys jump around vigorously. I did enjoy the onstage orchestra and overture with a fellow intensely playing a theremin, reminding me of the weird sounds of space movies back when I was a teenager, back when I might have stayed awake for more of Be More Chill. I'm Michael Bourne.
I'm a creeper in a bathroom, 'cause my buddy kinda left me alone. But I'd rather fake pee than stand awkwardly or pretend to check a text on my phone. Everything felt fine when I was half of a pair. Now through no fault of mine, there's no other half there. Now I'm just Michael in the bathroom. Michael in the bathroom at a party. Forget how long it's been. I'm just Michael in the bathroom. Michael in the bathroom at a party. No, you can't come in. I'm waiting it out till it's time to leave, and picking at grout as I softly grieve. I'm just Michael, who you don't know. Michael flying solo. Michael in the bathroom by himself. All by himself. I am hiding, but he's out there, just ignoring all our history. Get erased, then I'll get replaced with a newer, cooler version of me.